never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm John Ryan.
That's John Ryan. He's our digital camera guru. And the last time we had him in here was a while back, huh, John?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Busy, busy time.
Yeah. So John comes in and helps us out with your digital camera questions. We've had a digital camera show, per se, running on this program for probably a decade.
Oh, easy, yeah.
So when digital cameras first came out and... and what we're all going to do with them, and we all have eventually thought our phones would do most of our pictures, and that does seem to be the case. But there are some digital camera folks out there that are still using digital cameras the old-fashioned way, which is kind of funny to say. and John will help us with getting the best results because he's a professional photographer during the day, right, John?
Absolutely. Sometimes at night.
So it's been a while since we've seen you. I'll let people know. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll talk digital camera questions and, of course, tech questions. So feel free to get online. It's usually earlier the better. Around 10 o'clock, you guys all wake up. And so feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. So what you been doing? What's going on in technology when it comes to digital cameras?
Oh, technology. Big, big, big thing. The traditional... digital camera that everybody's used to with a mirror that flips up and all like that.
Yeah.
It's dying.
Gone.
It's going to mirrorless.
Okay.
Yeah. I was actually looking online, for how many actual real DSLRs are, and there's 16 different bodies you can buy spread over three manufacturers.
That's it.
That's it.
Mm.
And surprisingly, Pentax is one of them.
All right.
But Nikon and Canon are still making digital DSLRs, but
They're
easing away to mirrorless.
Okay. What does that mean for those of us who don't have a clue as to what that means?
Well,
better pictures, quicker pictures, faster?
All of that.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. I mean, with the mirrorless, you can get upwards of 50 frames a second.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that goes back to the fact that digital cameras are just repurposed video cameras.
Mm.
So they repurposed them to video cameras. Then they said, hey, look, we've got this digital camera. Let's shoot video on it, too.
It does work, yeah.
Yeah, and it's also going to affect video because the video quality is going to be better.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, there's a whole bunch of lenses that are coming out for the mirrorless cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And the focusing distance from the lens is different in a mirrorless than in a DSLR.
Okay.
So now you have to buy this adapter that goes into your camera, that goes into your DSLR that you can put the mirrorless lens in.
Okay.
So that alone, it's only like a $200 part, but I think that alone, in my opinion, is going to kill the DSLR market.
Gotcha.
Because I mean, fortunately for Nikon, they the lenses they started making in 1959, mm-hmm. the year I was made, will still work on the DSLR bodies. It's manual focus, but you do get some automatic features through auto exposure, things
like that. Well, you look cooler when you're manually focusing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think you're going to see that these things are going to go away. I mean, they do – each one does maintain a pro body for the DSLRs, but the prices are going up again. Yep. If they were going down to a reasonable level, now they're starting to go up. Nikon's top of the line – DSLR is $6,500 just for the body.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there are Canon bodies that are like, you know, on eBay for like $300-$400. I have never yet had a client go, so what camera did you shoot that on? And, and what size file are you giving me? It's just like, here's the files. Go ahead and use them.
Right.
And they go, oh, thanks. Here's a check.
Exactly.
Go ahead and use that.
So, as a professional photographer, I mean, I was at a wedding recently.
Yeah.
All of our kids and friends are all of that age now.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of weddings. And you see these photographers running around. They're using these gimbals all the time. They're not really using cameras up to their face anymore. They're using the gimbals, it seems, to do these things. How do you find that to be work?
I've been going back and forth on buying a gimbal. Gimbals are cool, but gimbals are kind of getting to the point where they're just like, okay, they were cool. Now it's like they expect you to have it.
What's
going to happen? And a lot of guys I know put gimbals on a monopod and you just kind of walk around.
Yes.
And that maintains everything. They can shoot quick because the camera's going to go over and do it.
Right.
But what they're also doing is they're shooting stills, but they're doing video clips too.
While they're shooting the video. So it's a combination. You're clicking the stills while you're doing the video.
Yeah. And I mean, the gimbal, you know, you can take and rotate it and spin it around, give you all these really cool effects that, you know, nobody ever had before that you'd only see in a major motion picture.
Right.
And they're not bad. I mean, the gimbal I'm looking at is like $450. It's made by DJI.
Okay. Yep.
It is designed for a regular DSLR. But there's a lot of them. I have a gimbal that my iPhone goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from a client because she didn't know how to use it.
Yep.
So she figured I would figure it out.
Yeah.
And I had to go down and download the manual online.
Nothing wrong with reading the manual, RTFM.
Yeah.
Read the flipping manual.
That's right. So I know how to use it. I haven't put my iPhone on it to do anything more than chase my cats around the house taking pictures just to see how it works.
Right.
You know, it's getting to the point where stuff like that, it becomes toys. They're not so much tools anymore. They're toys.
They're toys to the point, though, that you can have, I mean, especially in this online environment where everyone's, you know, twitching or YouTubing have you. You can have a professional content. And like even in the studio here, we've got the setup that I've got going with these two little cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep pushing buttons to get different angles. But
there
are cameras that will actually, like an owl, that will actually look at everybody who's talking and do all the work for me.
Oh, yeah. You see them a lot in meetings and stuff. They'll mount them on the wall, and then you got somebody with a little control board flipping back and forth between them. It's amazing stuff. And then you've got, what is it, it's a little 360 camera that you mount onto a selfie stick that comes with it.
Yep.
And the camera recognizes the selfie stick and blots it out.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, you know, you're walking along. You've got your arm like this, and then there's nothing between your arm and the rest of the picture.
Right, it does all that.
That looks kind of weird. Yeah. There's actually a little drone out now.
Yeah, that by DJI again?
No, it's a different company. It was a Kickstarter, and it finally came along. I can't remember the name.
Okay.
But it's tiny. You know, it fits in your pocket. You pull it out. You open it up. You turn it on, and what it does is just follows you around. So it's taking pictures at intervals while you're doing stuff, which kind of makes me wonder. It's like it's taking intervals. Well, a lot of times things happen, and you really don't want a picture of it.
That's true.
So, but it's kind of cool. I mean,
the Truman Show, your own Truman Show.
Yeah, absolutely. The military is helping out on the drone expansion. I mean, all of the commercial drones are getting bought and sent to Ukraine, and they're modifying them. And DJI is going, well, we didn't think about that. Let's do this. And they actually put that feature into their new series of drones.
That's kind of scary. Military,
Chinese
DJI. Mm.
Well, You know, it's amazing. I mean, I have two drones.
Yeah.
They both have paid for themselves.
Yeah.
And drone footage now is starting to be like people expect it.
Yeah. It's just part of what you expect your shoot to be.
Right, right. So, you know, I use them. They work kind of nice. I really like them. I have an old iPhone 5 that I use as a controller because it's really good for that.
Sure it is.
Not good for anything else, but it's really good for that.
Right. So do you use a DJI again with those drones? Are you using the little Maverick? Is it a little Maverick?
I have the Mavic 3 with the Hasselblad lens on it, and nice. I have the little mini Mavic. That was my trainer drone.
Yeah.
And it still works really good because, again, I've never had a client go, "So what size file is that? No. I mean, you know, what are the pixels?" They go, "Oh, wow, look, that's exactly what we wanted."
Right.
There you go.
They really want your eye. I mean, the technology is there. It's, you know, anybody can do this stuff. I mean, me included. But they really want your eye. They really want your artistic approaches to when you get the data out. Just it's with anything, right? Like even data analytics, right? You can have the data, but you need to have the art form to understand the data.
Right.
Same thing with what you do as an artist. I mean— Well, I can take pictures, but we took a couple of pictures of our place down in Florida and sent them to Carmen to punch him up, and we didn't even know what he would do, right? Because really, Carmen always says, "Hey, if you guys have a picture or two you like, send it to me, and I'll punch it up." And Carmen did our digital camera segment way back when, Carmen Filaramo, and he sent these two pictures back that my wife took. They didn't even look like the original pictures. I mean, they're amazing. He even put the sky in. He changed the sky. He changed the clouds. He added different textures to it, and it was a whole different picture.
Oh, yeah.
Even though, I mean, with his eye, it looked beautiful. With our eye, it was just kind of a silly picture, right?
Yeah. Well, I was in Dublin the end of May into the beginning of June, and I can't tell you how many people I saw walking around with their camera and then a drone, or they're standing there taking drone pictures, and it's like, wow. I guess it's important to have a drone shot of something.
Yeah.
Saw it a lot at Trinity University.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It is neat to have that overhead shot. You get your own cinematic approaches. So as far as digital SLRs, you're looking at now, you know, no more mirror.
No, yeah.
Any other big news in the digital camera range?
Oh, well, yeah, actually one thing is Canon and Nikon. Now this is in the DSLRs, the regular stuff. They licensed their lens mount out to a bunch of other manufacturers because they said, sure, make as many lenses as you want to.
Yeah.
We're going to sell our stuff, but people will buy your stuff, and we're licensing it, so we're still going to make money off of every lens you sell.
Hmm.
Well, now they've licensed their lens mount out to Sigma, so Sigma can start producing lenses, and Sigma is more of a, I want to say, a boutique kind of lens manufacturer.
Yeah.
They make all kinds of really cool stuff. They have this line of lenses called the Artisan Lenses.
Okay.
Fabulous lenses and a fabulous price to go with it, but they're still amazing. Well, now those lenses are going to start to become available to use on Nikon camera and Canon.
So they're more affordable too, the Artisan, or no?
A little bit more affordable.
Okay.
More along the cool line. Oh, look, you got the Artisan lens on your camera. You must be really good.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, it's like the old saying is like, wow, your camera's really good. It must take great pictures. And it's like, sure, I set it down and I come back and I've got this whole card full of wonderful stuff, you know? But it's gonna be nice. I mean, and that is kind of amazing because these companies have fought.
Yep.
To maintain their lens mount. Granted, I mean, you've got Sigma, Tamron, Tokina, a couple other companies that make the bargain basement lenses that are, you know, they're still pretty good because even the cheapest lens you buy now is computer designed.
Right.
So, I mean, you can do anything with a cheap camera and get good results. You can do something with a really expensive camera and a lens and go, why did you even bother to push the button?
That would be me.
Well, you know, and I get files like that too from people. Can you fix this? Can you do that?
And you're like, no.
Actually, surprisingly, you know, I can usually. And, you know, like the sky.
Yeah.
I have a plug-in for Lightroom where it'll drop new skies in.
That's crazy.
It automatically recognizes the sky. You got to go tweak the edges in places, but it recognizes the sky. So you sit there and it just kind of new skies pop in and out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about putting in your own artificial sky. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. I know it's a holiday weekend, but, you know, John and I got in here. Feel free to give us a ring, 860-522-9842. We'll take your digital camera questions, comments, and concerns, and, of course, your technology questions, comments, and concerns. We are also on Facebook, but our live links person, Dennis, is off today. So we won't have our live links posted until a little later. But Mike G will post everything to Facebook for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Follow us over at Tab Computer Systems, and we'll be right back.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
And we are back.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And this is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm John.
And that's John Ryan. He's our digital camera guru expert who comes in from time to time to talk about digital cameras and what's going on in the digital photography realm. I mean, when we started, we've been on WTIC for nearly 30 years of the 100 that it's about to be. And so we started in 1995-ish, wow, or even a little earlier. And here we are, when digital cameras were just starting out, we were all excited about getting away from film, right? We're like, oh, my wife would always have to go and get duplicates. It would drive me nuts. So you'd have duplicates, you'd have four pictures that were any good. Most of them had our finger in there, unfocused, what have you. But she had to buy duplicates. So we have all this film everywhere. And then the promise of digital cameras was, hey, you could keep taking shots until you found a good one. And they came out, and they're expensive, and there's a whole company out there that would repair them like crazy, and they exploded into a huge company, and now they're shrunken down back down to where they started because there's nothing to repair anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are with our iPhones and our Androids, and we're taking our digital pictures. But you're telling me, John, off the air, that film is coming back.
Oh yeah, film is coming back huge. I mean,
that's interesting.
There's 14 different manufacturers now for film.
Really?
There used to be Kodak, Ilford, Agfa, and Fuji.
Yep.
Now you've got and we'll go back to the boutique concept again. You've got boutique film manufacturers.
Yeah.
Like, there's a company called Lomography, and they originally started out making these bizarre little cameras. I'm sure everybody saw them. They looked like toys. You had these little sport camera. You push the button and it would take four pictures real quick like that, you know.
And I believe you.
And you'd advance and take them again.
Yeah.
And then they came out with like panoramic cameras where you'd have a 6-inch wide strip of film, 35mm film.
Yeah.
That was a panoramic. And it was cool.
Yeah.
It had an edge to it. You knew that it was not quite right, but it still looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they sell film.
Amazing.
And they one of their films is called the Lomo Purple.
Okay.
And the images are purple. No matter what you do, they're purple. It's just to be cool. I mean,
to pretty much say this is an analog picture rather than a digital picture.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, yeah, you could scan the film and play with the purple, but you'd never get it to look really normal.
So people are okay. And that purple, if you think about the purple hue, that's like every 1970s picture I ever had. Every picture that I've ever seen of my childhood, like the six that are there.
Right, yeah.
Have that purple hue to them.
Well, not only that. I mean, if you have negatives from even 15, 20 years ago, and you try to get them printed, the natural degradation of the film, you're going to get a purple image.
Yep. So that's why they're going purple, maybe. I don't know. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So Norm, hang on. I did want to get you on before the news here. We have a short period of time. So Norm, hang on. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842. And we got John Ryan in the studio. If you want to talk about digital cameras or what you've been doing with the digital camera world for the past 30 years, we've been kind of dealing with digital cameras. They were new when we first started this show. Happy to have you guys on and talk about that. And any of your computer technology questions, I'll do my best to help you out with that. Dennis is on vacation. Lucky for Dennis. And don't forget, too, next Saturday, if you want to recycle your e-waste responsibly, come on down to Tab Computer Systems in the historic district of East Hartford. We're down there, and we'll collect your e-waste with Environmental Office Solutions, and we're going to be broadcasting live from Tab Computer Systems World Headquarters. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And
that's John.
I'm John. Sorry. Missed my cue.
Oh, that's okay. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And Mike G is posting everything into our Facebook page today because Dennis is on vacation, and I really would be like a one-armed paper hanger here if I tried to do everything. So I can't post live. We'll just do it later in the week and get that over to you. So we're going to quickly get to your calls because Norm is on the phone first here and see what Norm's got cooking before we go back to digital camera. What's going on, Norm?
Hello. I got an iPhone ES.
Yeah.
And a Mac OS Catalina. And they used to talk to each other, but one of them got mad, I guess, because I can't get anything on the phone anymore.
What do you mean?
It says check for new mail. And since July of 23rd of this year, it hasn't gotten any new mail.
That's not good.
No.
So the iPhone ES doesn't even ring a bell to me. How old is that phone, Norm?
It's the second version. It's, 3-4 years, if that.
Oh, when you said second version, I thought you meant the second version of the iPhone. So I'm looking here to see if I can find it. Do you mean SE? iPhone SE?
Oh, SE, special edition. I'm sorry.
There we go. And so iPhone SE is not interfacing with Catalina. Now, you should. It shouldn't really matter. You know, you're used to. Well, your email is not necessarily going to. You're not going to get that from your Mac. You're getting it from your email provider.
Yeah.
So your Mac could be turned off, and you still get email, right? But you're not getting any email. So it sounds like you have a change. Most likely, you have a change in how your email provider is delivering the email to your device. So you may have to make some changes to the SSL configurations on the mail settings of your iPhone SE. So what do you use to get mail? Is it just a mail app built in?
Google, Gmail.
Gmail, okay. So,
yeah, what is it? I don't know. It's better the better part of Gmail.
The better part, the G Suite?
Yeah, the new.
That's okay. So when you're on the SE, do you bring up the actual Gmail app? Are you bringing up the Gmail app to get your email, or are you bringing your email in a different app on your phone? Do you know?
No idea. It started working fine, and then all of a sudden, after a year or so, it just decided it's not going to work anymore.
No, I understand that, but like when you say it's not working, there's usually an app you bring up. It's an application on the phone you use to get your email. Do you know what that is?
No, I'm afflicted with BBC, born before computers.
That's good. I like that.
That is good. Well, it's going to be hard to help you because most iPhones or most devices of any kind use software applications to do things. So you could be getting your Gmail from the actual Google Gmail app, which you would have downloaded from the iPhone store, or you are using some sort of built-in mail app that came with the phone. What I'm suggesting is you have to go into the configuration of whichever app you're using, which makes it harder since you don't know, to set those email settings up to see why it stopped working. My suggestion is if you don't know that step, you're going to maybe want to go to the Apple store and have them hold your hand a little bit to show them what you're tapping to get your mail. Because without knowing that, I can't help you very much.
Okay. Well, we tried.
I have an idea. I have an iPhone 5 SE, probably the similar one to you have. About in July, Apple said we no longer support the SEs because they upgraded to accept 5G. The SE won't do 5G. So
who cares? Really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that basically said. Well, that's why I said I use it for my drone because it's not worth anything else.
Gotcha.
But they did a big update. They changed a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
You know, fortunately for me, I didn't use the SE for that. But,
right.
I know they changed a lot of stuff in the way they do things.
That is the way Apple works. I mean, they do deprecate things quickly, but I can't say that's the case. In this case, it may be to what John is saying.
It could have bumped the setting.
I think its setting might have changed on the security settings for the Gmail that you're getting, and you need to make those adjustments, Norm. I would tell you to bring it to the fruit stand, otherwise known as the Apple store.
Okay.
All right. In the mall. You got nothing better to do but go to the mall, do you, Norm?
Yeah, I'm 78. What the hell? What else do I got to do?
There you go. There you go.
Because if
without
Katie and try to straighten out the computer.
Yeah. Have them straighten it out. We can look. We can have Mike G do some looking. He's an Apple guy to see if there's any kind of SE issues with Gmail and post a link over on our Facebook page today if there's any help there. Oh. But I'm not an Apple user, and without even knowing the app, I'm not even sure where to send you.
Yeah. All right.
Well.
Thanks for giving it a shot.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't do much more for you there, Norm.
All right.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. I hate that. An Apple call. I almost want to say Newman, but I'll say it in Apple.
Yeah, that's why I have mine in my pocket with the ringer turned off.
Right.
So nobody knows I have it.
Exactly. So John, off air, of course, John and I are continuing our digital camera talk. And we were talking about Polaroid off air.
Yeah.
And again, this is back to the concept that film is coming back. And, you know, again, my middle son and his girlfriend were down and they had their Polaroid cameras. It looked like a little toy.
Yep.
Little micro thing, real small. And she's printing out Polaroid pictures. You're saying this is a big thing now.
Oh, yeah. You can buy, well, multiple different types now of cameras that will do like panoramic Polaroid, regular, the little, they're like an inch by 3 inch prints.
Yeah.
They're cool little things to carry around. I have one that when I'm out of job, I'll take a Polaroid and I'll pop a picture with that.
Right.
And you just hand it to somebody and it's like they're amazed. They're watching it develop and it's like, that's my childhood right there.
Exactly.
That's what I did. Yeah. Stood there and hold a picture.
Gen X.
But yeah, they've got something, and you back. Know, something tangible. But the cool thing is this company, Lomo, that sells that Lomography film.
Yeah.
They have cameras that are made by a company called Holga.
Mm-hmm.
Holga is a... It's a really, really interesting throwback to toy cameras. Mm-hmm. It's plastic.
Yeah.
You put your film in and then you tape it up because there's going to be light leaks.
Yeah.
So you tape it all up, you go take your pictures and you process it so, you know, you can get pictures that way.
Yep.
But now they've got a Polaroid back for one. It's a type 3000 black and white Polaroid film you get.
Black and white.
Black and white. You put it in there, you take a picture, and it pops up, and you sit there, and you've got these really arty pictures, because Type 3000 was like a surveillance Polaroid, so it's really grainy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the Ring doorbell footage you see at night.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of cool, and I mean, there are other cameras out there. Actually, Staples is a big vendor of them, and they come in multiple colors.
Yeah.
So they're really designed to hand off to kids as a first camera.
Yeah.
Blue, pink, green, yellow, black, wood grain for, you know, Grandpa who had this Woody when he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and they're really cool. And they're made, Fujifilm provides the material, so you get all these amazing pictures. And it's not like the old Polaroids where they didn't really focus.
Right.
The exposures were off. These cameras are pretty good. And a lot of them have these little selfie mirrors on there so you can hold the camera and take pictures of yourself.
And you even said off air that some of them have LCD screens.
Yes. There's one out there that you take a picture and it goes into a little digital holding area for a lack of a better term. You can look at it on the screen and go, oh, that's great, or no, I never took that picture, and it disappears.
Right.
Then you hit print, and you get your Polaroid print.
Wow.
Now, it also, I mean, it connects to Bluetooth printers. There's a number of Bluetooth. Canon has one. Polaroid has one.
Yeah.
It's called Zing.
Yeah.
They're tiny little Polaroids. But when you're at a party or stuff, you set the printer down and everybody can connect to the printer via Bluetooth. So anybody who has a digital camera can take pictures. You come back and there's a stack of prints there and there's a whole bunch waiting for you to change the pack and put it in.
Right. So this is called – so basically if you've got a Wi-Fi camera, what about a Wi-Fi phone with the phone app?
Yeah, absolutely. Wi-Fi phone will do it.
So it's Zing?
Zing. Yeah, that's the producer of the film. But Canon makes printers, Polaroid makes printers, and they're relatively cheap. They're like $199, and
yep.
You just go and make pictures.
All right. That's cool. I mean, if you think about that,
right.
I mean, you have them just print out right during the event.
Yeah, and your new newer digital cameras actually have built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth adapters.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't use these things with your older cameras.
Yep.
You get a little Wi-Fi card, a little SD card. You pop it into your camera, and it acts like a Wi-Fi/Bluetooth transmitter.
Awesome.
It comes up. You recognize it, and you can print from it that way, too. I have one of those I bought years ago, and it was great.
Awesome. Sounds good. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We got calls coming in for digital camera questions for Mr. Ryan, and get online. One line open for you. So Jack, Joe, and Jim, hang on. We'll be right back.
The sun's dropping out of the picture. Soon be
and we are back with our big digital camera show. We're going to get right to your calls because you were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Joe in Weathersfield first. What's going on, Joe?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Joe.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I have thousands of slides, both Kodachrome and Ektachrome, Is there a good digital scanner that could copy those?
Well, yeah, I can give you a two-part answer on that one. There's multiple scanners that you can buy on eBay, Etsy, Alibaba, any of those sites. But you're going to have to sit there and feed the slides in one at a time.
Yikes.
Yeah, and they're really good. They'll give you a nice file. You can scan them all. Actually, it's a three-part question. The second part is Nikon makes a really, really nice scanner, the Nikon 4000.
Actually, I have one of those.
Yeah, you can buy a slide adapter for it where it plugs in and you can put, I think, 36 slides in there.
Nice.
And it will automatically scan them.
Okay.
Now, since scanners are not a big thing anymore, you may have to do some hunting for this adapter.
Mm. Okay, it's an older scanner?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be worth the money, I mean, to do it. The other option is there's that service they advertise on the radio all the time.
Legacy Box.
Legacy, yeah. You could just package them up and send them to them and let them scan them. They'll send them back to you. No matter what you do, you're looking at man hours.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots and lots of man hours. I mean, I had a client who his wife wanted slides scanned. She had 3,000 slides. It took me the better part of 2 weeks to scan all these things. And, well, of course, she wanted them cleaned up.
Were they good pictures?
No, absolutely not. They were terrible.
Right.
But I know more about her family and than probably most anybody else does.
Right.
But
and her index finger, right?
Well, there was a couple like that. But yeah, that would be the thing. I mean, I don't know what your time is like, whether you've got the time to just sit there
and feed him.
Now, fortunately for me, I fed the slides in and I watched TV, so I watched a lot of awful movies.
Mm.
And that was cool,
too. But Legacy Box is a good option for that type of volume.
Right. What I would do with Legacy Box, though, is I would pick some that you don't mind disappearing forever and send them to them to see if they give you a decent product. And then send them the rest.
Right. I mean, the cool scan that I have is very good, but it takes a long time.
Well, yeah, that's why that Nikon.
Especially if you're cleaning them up.
You know,
fortunately, most of the slides are in good condition.
Hmm.
Even though they're quite old.
Wow.
There are some that have changed.
Sure.
But I store them carefully. You know, they're in a cool, dark area.
Yeah, the Kodachrome should last forever. I mean, they shouldn't really shift on you because it's different type of emulsion than the Ektachromes or Fujichromes. Those are the ones that are going to start to...
I always shot Kodak. I never used any other film.
Okay, then the Ektachrome, probably 64, 100, 400, stuff like that.
Yep, that's exactly it.
They're going to start to shift blue and or yellow, depending upon how they were shot, how they were stored. Unfortunately, they will shift. Most of the Ektachromes stored in reasonably good, reasonably cool, dark environments, you're looking at probably 80 years... Realistically,
I'm not that old.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, 80 years that they'll survive
before shifting,
right? But that means you took the pictures, you had them processed, you looked at them really quick, and you wrapped them up in aluminum foil and put them in a temperature controlled area.
Are you serious?
And you never opened them up again.
Aluminum foil?
Yeah, you wrap the whole box up in aluminum foil, and
is that what you did, Joe?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for me...
A lot of, some of these slides are in carousels.
Oh, yeah,
for projection,
wow.
So they're stored there.
All of her stuff, the one that the client I did the 3000 for, were all in carousels.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them all out because she said, we'll just throw them away. And it's like, look, no, I'm not going to do that. That's your family.
No,
if you lose these digital files, you lose those, you don't have them.
Right.
So I took them all out and put them in slide boxes, archival slide boxes.
Nice.
Gave them to her. So in having a stack 4 feet high of carousels, she ended up with two little boxes that were about 2.5 by 8
nice.
That had them in there.
Yeah, most of them are in boxes, but the ones that I picked out and used for showing. they're in carousels. So.
Yeah. All carousels right, so are tough to get rid of, too.
Really out there that can do this thing quickly that you're aware of.
No. Well, there are commercial scanners out there that will do those really, really quickly relative to what your Nikon will do. But you're talking about places like Legacy Box. You're talking about maybe taking them down to New York and going to DeGal, Big Color Lab. Mm-hmm. And let them do it. I mean, you're going to pay through the nose, but you will get good scans. And if you want them cleaned up other than, you know, some basic dust spotting that the software can do, you're looking at maybe $4 or $5 a scan, maybe more. And you've got thousands. Oh, yeah.
$4 or $5. Jeez. All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
better than what it used to be. It used to be like $65, $70 a scan scans.
I think you're going to find the little 36 the shoe there, put that little 36 shoe and start sliding it.
That is my best option.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, you can load it up and you hit go, and it takes the slide in, scans it, pulls it out, drops it into a little container, and you can just let it run.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, you can just set it up so you watch really awful TV, and you just listen to it, and it starts to jam. You know, you can go and stop it.
All right, Joe. We'll try to find that product. We'll do a little search on that, see if we can find it for you. You have a Fujitsu fourth?
Nikon
4000. We'll try to find that adapter if we can for you, Joe.
Thanks very much.
You got it. Yeah. Good luck. Thousands of slides. It just seems like a daunting task, but at $5 a slide, yikes.
I probably have 75 or 80,000 transparencies.
Yikes.
All different formats, but they're in archival pages.
Yep.
In archival three-ring binders, which that was a stupid move on my part because they're really expensive. But they're in a filing cabinet, and they're kept cool.
Gotcha. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Jack and Jim, hang on. This is Computer Talk. It's the big digital camera show. John Ryan's in studio, and we'll post everything as we can over at Facebook for now. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.